Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad you're joining and supporting this show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so you can receive the monthly newsletter and any contests or extra information coming out. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website. The main page of the website, just scroll to the bottom. There's our message box. Or we're on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone is 646-727-2914. Thank you and enjoy the show. And, of course, you know, this is a full moon week. Sunday the 13th was a full moon. And don't forget to mark your calendars. The last Sunday of this month is a new moon. And it gives me such joy to bring in my co-host, our Reiki Master, Station Manager, Miss Nina. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. I guess I've been gone a while. Lennox missed me. But, yeah, convention was good. Thanksgiving was good, and I'm all rested up now. It took me over a week to get over convention. It was go, 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 go for the past year. We hosted a convention up here at my club, and there were 253 women that participated. So we had 251 people pulling us 251 different directions. So anyways, my chairman and I were quite busy. I screwed up once and put her in a bad situation, but hopefully she's forgiven me because old age set in and I forgot something. But that's okay. I'm allowed one mistake. the full moon was on Sunday. Okay, it seems to be a tough one for many. As Lennox and I were just talking before the show, make sure you have yourself grounded. Don't say anything impetuously. Count to 10 before you say something in anger, please and thank you. And remember to always talk to the person with respect, even if you don't agree with them. It's important that you respect others if you want to be respected. So that is something I tell my club. I'm the president of the club, and that's something I tell them. Our motto is to foster friendship, and that's part of the motto for the association. But I always tell everybody, yes, foster friendship, but also bring in the respect, because that's most important when you're dealing with others. I have a couple of birthdays and anniversary this week. It was my sister-in-law's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Karen. I hope you had a great day. Ben, his birthday is on Friday. Oh, Ben, how old are you going to be? 30-something. I used to look after Ben. That's how long I've known him. And then I looked after his son for a while, too. So happy birthday, Ben. And then on Saturday is Pat and Lisa's anniversary. Happy anniversary, you two. You make couples look good. That's all I'm going to say. You're a fantastic couple, and I love you very much. And, yeah, I'm happy to be back, even though we've got nobody in the queue, and my two-minute warning could be coming up in 2 minutes.
I know. I was thinking the same thing, too. But I think it's because of the the debates, the presidential debates. So I know because it started, in fact, I think it starts at 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think it's from 6 to 8. So that's probably why we don't have anybody in the queue.
Well, then I guess, have you got any other announcements you'd like to make, Lennox?
Yeah, I did yesterday all my birthdays and stuff, and I announced the shows for the rest of the week. It was actually two people, but the second person, I think they hung up because Melvin was taking a little bit of a time. Anyway, And we've got a new person, let me tell you, in the chat room. It's a guy, and his name is Purple Peel. So if he should happen to show up, just to let you know.
Okay.
He's real political.
Okay,
I had to tell him last night. I appreciated all his information, but I just said this wasn't the show for it. But anyway.
Yeah, well, that's something, too. If you want to come into psychic readings, make it about psychic readings. We don't do politics on this show, even though Lennis is, and I, even though I'm a Canadian, I'm very much against Mr. Trump. I don't know how that man got to be president of your country. Just like I don't know how Mr. Trudeau got to be prime minister of mine, but hopefully he will no longer be prime minister in 1 week. 1 week from tonight, folks, it's elections in Canada. Please, if you have not gone out to the advanced polls, make sure you get out next Monday to vote. That's all the politics I want to be involved in. Just a reminder.
Wow.
To everyone.
So
yeah.
who now I gotta ask, since you're saying you guys vote next week, is there an incumbent, not incumbent, but is there anyone else running against him?
Yes, we've got a conservative fellow running against him, and an NDP, and of course the Green Party. Right now, the conservatives, as far as the polls go, say they're ahead, which is probably a good thing for Alberta. I don't know if any of you know this, but Alberta's been struck with a lot of bad luck and a lot of people out of jobs because of the oil and gas industry. We rely heavily on that. My own husband lost his job 13 months ago. And because of that, we are struggling, and I mean we're struggling. We're at the poverty level because all we can depend on now is our pension. And I don't know about your pension down there, but the Canadian pension sucks big time. So, yeah, we've worked hard all our lives, and, yeah, poverty, here we come. But that's okay. At least I know how to make things from scratch, so that helps a whole lot. I'm not complaining. I have a roof over my head. I have a furnace that works. I have food. I can't complain. I have clothes to wear. So I really can't complain. I'm not on the street yet. Who knows? Maybe one day. But not yet. Somebody save me a big cardboard box. Make it two, maybe a refrigerator box, so Jim and I can live in a condo.
So crazy.
you have to bring in the humor. You know, when all things fail, you've got to bring in the humor and you've got to laugh, because it's most important. Not only to make you feel better, but it does good things for your health to laugh. It releases the endorphins that really make you feel good. So even if you're laughing at yourself in the situation that you're in, laugh, because it's better than crying.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's it. As we say, you have to laugh to keep from crying. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's probably right, and I know it certainly is in my case. Oh, Lennis, I forgot, there was one thing I forgot when I was talking about my convention. My mean girls have left. They're no longer in my club, so hopefully we can rebuild and heal. So, yeah, hooray for that. Oh, I have something.
Yes,
there.
Yay. Yay. Talk about peace of mind now and go forward with your programs. God, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news for everyone involved, and some of the members that quit because of them are coming back, so that's always good. And I have somebody in the chat room with me. Hello, Maxie. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, please go ahead and type it out. It's pretty boring on here. And I could, I think, be giving my two-minute warning now. So it's 6:10 on the East Coast and 9:10 on the West. 6:10 on the West Coast, 9:10 on the East Coast. So, you've got until 12 past, and then my two-minute warning is up, because I'm not going to talk for the full hour. I won't have a voice left.
Yeah, because I think I want to check out, too, and look at this debate. President. I'm curious because they're coming down so hard on Biden and his son about the Ukraine mess. I'm curious to see what they're going to bring up against one another tonight or what questions they're going to ask.
It's too bad that politics has gotten to be so dirty. At one point in time, it was just about the issues that the parties had. And now, what do? They dig up dirt. Well, I'm sorry. There's nobody that has a pure life, that has not done something wrong in their life at some point.
Amen.
In time. You know, and to bring up dirt on one another, like, my gosh, when do we hear about what's important? Like, what are their issues? What do they believe in? What are they going to do for both us Canadians, you and the U.S.? Now, when does that become important? Like, I would like to know what they plan on doing for seniors because, oh, man, so many seniors are living in poverty, and I know on your side of the border, too. So, okay, come on. Give us some issues that we can talk about. I don't want to hear dirt. We've all got dirt.
Yeah, I don't either. And I just noticed today for our city council, city council or is it county? I think it's city council. They're slinging dirt against each other. Could I hear what you want to do to make the Seattle better? You know, like rents are sky high, transportation or stuff like that. I don't care what you did in the dark, unless it affects. I don't want to hear about that. Tell me, what are you going to do for our state or our city to make it better, you know, and I just read it earlier, that they're slinging dirt against each other, and I was like, wow, that's really helping me, like, oh, what if I wanted to move back into Seattle? Guess not. You're too busy slinging dirt to know anything. So I do want to say this, though. Kudos to the governor of the state of California. He put a mandate they can no longer charge these exorbitant rents because California was always known for being the highest place other than New York to live because their rents were so sky high. So now he's put a moratorium over it. I think they can't raise it more than 3.5% of the rent.
Yeah,
so it's stopping. We need that in Washington because it's gotten out of hand out here. It's ridiculous. A one-bedroom in Seattle is now $2,300. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
For a one-bedroom, that's like California. We are not California. We're the state of Washington, you know. But anyway, yeah, it's that bad up here now. I mean, I told you where I'm living is $1,500 for 780 feet. I'm spending $1,500. Like, it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, and especially with you being on pension, it's hard. You know, how
yes,
do you make ends
meet? It is. That's the thing. When you're on a fixed income and they're steadily raising the rent. It amazing. My neighbor downstairs told me that when he moved here, he was only paying $900 a month. Mind you, all these are single-bedroom apartments. And, of course, he's not where I'm at, but new people coming in, they're paying $1,500, $1,600, $1,700 a month. For one bedroom?
That's crazy.
Are you serious? Of course
it is.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I mean, I feel like the kids, you know, when they say, well, when you get effed, you're supposed to get a cookie. Where is my cookie?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
So we're talking a little bit about politics, but you know what? This is something that touched us personally. We're not getting in there. We're not swinging dirt. We're just saying there's something wrong with the systems on both sides of the border. So, yeah, we're free, and we can have freedom of speech and freedom of everything else, but holy shit, does that mean we get to be gouged by food, rent, utilities? Like, come
on. Yes.
That's
the
freedom
thing.
Freedom definitely has a price.
It sure does, and it looks like it's getting higher and higher as take out the free and just keep dumb. Shit.
We're bad. Okay. That's what happens when you don't call in. Psychic greetings goes crazy. So yeah,
I know.
They
definitely need some spiritual awareness in Washington D.C. God knows, that's for sure.
Well, I think they need it everywhere, then. It's not just in Washington. I think they need it everywhere. And they need to maybe
You're
have
not
a
kidding.
Conscience somewhere. Have a conscience.
China,
somewhere.
England, Barcelona, where there, you know, all these protests are going. Yeah, it's around the world. You're correct, Nina. It is around the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, okay, my two-minute warning is long gone past. It's up to 4 minutes now. So, you know what, people, I guess we're going to say goodnight, and you can hear us on Monday night. We'll both be there as long as we're still on this side of the dirt. But anyways, we will be there, and Monday night I will either be fuming or I'll be happy about the election results.
There you go. And don't forget to turn in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the paranormal show. So if you got any stories or strange things you've seen or experienced, call in and share them. There is no judgment, because who knows, right? So
exactly.
Yeah,
all
call
right,
in
guys.
And let us know. Okay, I got the music going.
All right. Good night, everyone from around the world in the chat room and everywhere else. We love you. Unfortunately, we just yacked tonight about politics, which I said we wouldn't. But that's okay. We did. And, yeah, we gave you a few tidbits on how to ground yourself and stay grounded. We love you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Good night, Nina. Love you.
Good night, Lana. Love you.
Time is over. Two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens above. And we get closer and closer and closer. By the time this night is over, let's take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love take us over.